Be back. I heard a gewaltige mussel for my waxman. I want to use it for something a little bit different. But it's the same point. You know, wagon drivers were not known for their intelligence. Doesn't mean you couldn't have an intelligent wagon driver, but it wasn't what they were famous for. So a guy is a wagon driver, he picks up a ride, takes the guy, where are you going? Tells him he's going to a certain place. Guy tells him, you know, at that place, you know, there's a steep hill and there's a sharp turn, so just be careful. So the wagon driver says, you're telling me? I've been driving in this area for 20 years. I know exactly the hill, I know the turn, I know the whole thing. Anyway, they head off, they get to the hill, the wagon driver's not slowing down. The guy in the back is starting to getting nervous. He said, you know, there's a steep turn at the bottom of the hill. How many times? I told you already. I know. I've been here for 20 years. I know the neighborhood. I've done this. As they're getting down the hill, he's going faster and faster. Finally, they get to the bottom of the hill, and they make the turn. They spin off the road. They both end up in the mud and on the side of the road in the ditch. And the guy says, I told you. What's going on? He said, I know. I've been doing this for 20 years, and every single time I do this, this is what happens. Can't figure it out. What's the nimshal? L'havdil Yaakov Avinu. We learn from Yaakov Avinu not to favor one child over another. This is the makar from Yaakov Avinu. And the Gemara says, one silly coat, everybody, all this, what happened the last 3 weeks, everything that happened to Klal Yisrael, that happened to the Shvatim, for one silly coat. So Chazal say, be careful. Don't favor one child over another. Okay? So Yaakov Avinu obviously was highly intelligent. He wasn't like the wagon driver. Yet in this week's Parsha, he does it twice again. Ephraim ben Menashe, he's doing Vayta the same shtick, and then he gives the brachas. Vayter again. He's pointing things out. What's going on over here? Obviously, Yaakov Avinu was Yaakov Avinu. Didn't get the last name Avinu for no reason. So obviously there has to be a very simple pshat what Yaakov Avinu was doing. And this is something Rabbi said that the Reshiva, I think probably more shmuzin that the Reshiva has given over the years goes into this topic than any other topic. Lafianis Daiti. I was speaking on here from right here on Tisha B'Av, and I don't have to, you know, sometimes you have to say over when you're a Rebbe, you know, what you know, when I was a kid. Well, we all lived through the last 3 years, all of us in this room were all old enough to know what Klal Yisrael lived through in Eretz Yisrael the last 3 years. Now how we're living now, we see the anti-Semitism bubbling up. We see what's, anyone who has a brain in their head sees what's going on. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. And where did it start from? In Eretz Yisrael, that the Yidden can't get along with each other. We can't get along. They were literally at the brink of civil war. The summer right before the Ritzicha was mamish. They were on the brink of civil war. Hundreds of thousands of people dance, you know, marching in the streets. And I'm not getting into sides. It's all irrelevant. It doesn't make a difference. Bottom line is we can't get along. And when we can't get along, bad things happen to us. That is the way it is. Was, that's the way it is, and that's the way it always will be. It's our only hope is when we get along. But how do you get along? Great. So we know it's a hard time getting along. But what's the answer? What's the answer to getting along? Yaakov Avinu is giving the answer. The only answer, the only way we can get along is when each and every one of us chap, that we're on the same team, we're working towards the same purpose, And each of us have separate koiches that make us special. And we're each going to use our koiches to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only way. Never forget. I had the schus of being in a class with Dr. Pelkowitz. I said this over many times. He said he was used to giving, you know, long lectures for hours to highly intelligent people. And people come with their notebooks and they're writing and they write notes and they listen attentively. So he said one time, not that Hatzalah guys aren't intelligent, they're very smart, but they're not known, a lot of them, for being able to sit still. So the Hatzalah called him in to give a drasha about something. So he comes in, he said 5 minutes after he starts, most of the guys are in the back drinking coffee, eating donuts. So he felt bad. He wasn't used to this. That guy, he's used to people sitting there listening to him and writing notes, and you know, he wasn't used to people not listening. And he said, it's good. It's very good. Every time he sees an him, he said, now every time I see a Tala guy go by, he goes, Baruch Hashem, the Rebbe Hashem made some people that at the drop of a hat, they drop everything, they fly into their car, and they go save people's lives. I just saw it with my shver zatzal. His heart rate stopped. Boom! Literally 60 seconds later, guys in the room. How'd they get there? How did they do it so fast? Because that's the way Hashem made them. They're using their koiches to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me, till I get myself together, till I get masuder, till I find my keys. Takes time. These guys, chick-chack, boom. They're using their kaiches to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was made for something else. I know when I was a kid, I'll never forget. I had the schus to either bat third or fourth, and I either played, either I was pitcher, shortstop, or third base, depending on my weight at the moment. That was the... And I remember a kid in camp asked me, why does it's not fair? Why do you do that? And I get put into chveis, I get put into right field behind the warning tracks. And I was like, what do you want? What do you want to do? You want to pitch? So the guy said, why not? I said, I felt bad because I was a kid. But a kid talks like that. I said, because you stink. You're not good. You can't get the ball over the plate. What's it going to be? It's going to be bizyonis. I said, you pitch, and you're gonna start pitching, and you're gonna walk one guy, you're gonna walk another guy, you're gonna walk another guy. You're gonna be in the middle. Everyone's gonna be watching you. It's gonna be a grace of bizayim. Why would you want to do that? I couldn't understand it. It was a friend of mine, but I pushed it in chap. It would be like today if I was pitching today. That's the way it would be. I have to chap. We're going to get on the court with the guys now. I chap. You know, I can't move as fast as I used to. So if I'm smart, when I do get on the court, I pass the ball. Used to be I would try to do something with it. Now I'm smart enough to chap. I pass if I get the ball. And I don't expect it. I do what I can do. Because I have a half a brain in my head. What am I? I'm going to be shooting that. Let me give it to the guy who's better than me. Because when you're playing on a team, you chap. You want the guy who could score to get the ball. That's just basic intelligence. Yaakov Avinu was saying, Yosef has a tachlis. Yosef, he knew, Yaakov Avinu knew Yosef was the leader. That was his tafkid. Yehuda was a leader. Yosef was a leader. We have Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach. It's going to come from Yehuda also, for whatever that means. Different tachlisa. And Yaakov Avinu wasn't telling the brothers, hey, it's okay, we're all the same. No, you're not all the same. You're all different. And it's your job, v'ahavtas Hashem alekecha, b'chol levavach v'chol nafshach meidecha. Every midah that you have to figure out how to use it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why when they came to get the brachas, they said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. They said, Ta, we chap that there's one tachlis in the world. We're here to bring Gilui Shechina to the world. Now we understand, we're ready. We chap that we're one team. One team with one goal, to bring the Shechina. I'm going to bring it my way, you're going to bring it your way. There's 12 different Shvatim, 12 different branches of Klal Yisrael, and each one has to find out how they're going to bring the Shechina into the world. And every one of us are a chelik of one of them. And that's our job, to figure that out. I'll never forget, I was 10th grade Rebbe many years ago. One guy says to me, I had the schutz to be more, have more shaykhs. And the guy's very close to me. Come on, Rebbe, you'd want to be Rosh Hashiva. Okay, he's a 10th grader, so what do you expect? Nothing against 10th graders. But what, so I could park one step closer? I happen to like my parking spot. I'm very happy with my parking spot. I could walk around Baruch Hashem. What, do you know the achrayas the Rosh Yeshiva has? Do you have any inkling? I was just zoich to see. Literally, life and death, shilas every second. You need, for a person like that, you need someone who has Shulchan Aruch on his fingertips. And I don't. Why would I want that achrayas? You think I'm crazy? I don't want that achrayas. I would like to help him. That's my job. It's mind-boggling, the achrayas. Because I remember we were schmoozing and my shver was in a very, very delicate situation. Exactly, I had a handle with him medically and halachically. It was very complicated. I had to ask the Shiva 10 times because I kept on not happening why he was saying what he was saying. Because I was the one in between the Shiva and the doctors. I had to understand. And I chapped, and then I didn't chap. Then I ask him again. And someone was saying to me, why don't you look? You know, this is so hard. Like, on my father-in-law, why is halacha like this? I said, you want to make this decision? I said, you want to decide this? You want to take this on your shoulders? L'chaim ulamavis? The person said, no, I don't want to. Yes, sir. From the back of the room, everyone has an opinion. You want to step up and decide if a person should live or die? You want to take that on your shoulders? So the person right away, no. This is a person I care very much about, obviously. These were serious conversations. But when you're not in the seat, it's very easy for you to everyone zugs opinions. But you're sitting in that seat and you have to take that chrayas on your shoulders, mamish, life or death. And the Rashiv is able to do it. And Baruch Hashem, we're able to learn from such a person. And Baruch Hashem, I'm spending my life helping so that person be marbitz Torah to the world, hopefully. As many people as possible. And that's my zchus. Why would I want to get out of my lane? But every one of us in life, and when I do get out of my lane, guys, because sometimes I overstep my bounds, because the Rashiv and I have a very complicated relationship, because we became best friends before I became a Talmud of his. So it's a little bit of a different, it's not such a normal situation. I was 18, he was 20. So we have a very complex, and sometimes I slip. I'm not perfect. I have a ganz fine opinion of myself and of my own opinions. So obviously, when it comes to life or death, I don't think I have an opinion. But sometimes in yeshiva, I do think I have an opinion. And when I get out of my lane, it always ends up burning me. Always. And that's my avoid in life, to stay in my lane. To know where when I should open up my mouth, when I should not open up my mouth. That's my avoid. It's not like I don't struggle with it in some areas. But that's my avoid. But every one of us in life, we have to find our place. And that's why Yaakov Avinu, he wasn't making a mistake. Chas v'sholom. Yaakov Avinu was underlining it and bolding it. He did it with Ephraim and Menashe, and that's what he told them. Each one of you have koiches that you have to use, and you support each other. And then he did it again with the Shvatim. And when we do that, then we can have achdus. Because you can only have achdus when you chap that you're on the same team, fighting for the same goals. If we all chap, and that's Rashi explains, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, this is what the Shvatim said. Ta, we're going to bring the Shechina to the world. And it's going to be so clear when Mashiach comes, the whole world is going to be makir. How are they going to be makir? Through us. They're going to see Klal Yisrael living so perfectly. The way Hashem designed us. The whole world is going to be nispal from us. There's not going to be any place or any pagam, any mukum for anti-Semitism. They're just going to be Yisrael Asher B'chai Aspire. All the world is going to go, wow. That's incredible. We want to be like you. That's what's going to happen. Hopefully soon. We shall be zeichet to see that day. I'm here.